total amount of remittances flowing to low and middle income countries in 2023 is expected to reach $669 billion, roughly $670 billion. And that, as you noted, is up by 3.8% compared to the year before. That is actually a bit of a moderation in growth rate compared to the previous 2 years, when remittances increased by 9% on average per year.
How much of this amount went to Africa? For example, which country or countries received the most remittances?
The amount of remittances to Africa was about $54 billion out of the $669 billion. And I want to first caveat that both these numbers are underestimates, because the true size of remittances, including flows that are not recorded, flows going through informal channels, is much larger. That said, the extent of underestimation is higher in sub-Saharan Africa.
Which country do you say is the main source? Where is all this money coming from? Is it from Europe, Canada, United States? Where?
The interesting part about remittances to sub-Saharan Africa is that, contrary to our belief, a significant part of remittances actually comes from within Africa. That is a surprising part. Now, because of the problem I mentioned of flows through informal channels, that problem of informal flows, use of informal channels to send money, is even more prevalent in the case of intra-regional within Africa remittances. That said, the largest source of remittances is still United States, and then Europe, and then I would say sub-Saharan African countries within the region, intra-regional flows, and finally the Gulf Cooperation countries.
So you say remittances cost remains persistently high. What exactly do you mean?
To send money from US to Africa or Europe to Africa, the average cost of sending remittances, about $200, is close to 8%. So you send $100 and the family would receive $92 equivalent, roughly. Within Africa, sending money from East Africa to West Africa or the other way could even cost more than 10%. And there is no good data on that, because the money transfer companies will tell us only how much they charge. But often the currency has to be converted twice, from a West African currency to perhaps euro, from euro to perhaps dollar, from dollar to an East African currency, or the other way. So because of the currency conversion charges, the cost of south-south remittances, cost of remittances within Africa from one country to another, tends to be very high. It could be as high as even 20%. So it is exorbitant.
Thank you very much. Happy holidays to you.
Thank you. Much appreciated. Yeah.